As I sit here by the river, I'm preparing for the message for Saturday. There's a funeral on Saturday, so I'm preparing the message before the time. But I trust that you'll still be blessed by God's word. Our Father in heaven, we pray that you'll guide us today as we delve into your word, your love letter to us, and that we may learn to grow to be more like Jesus. Greetings, saints. Our reading is Matthew 16, verse 27 and 28. For the Son of Man will come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and will judge all people according to their deeds. And I tell you the truth, some standing here right now will not die before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. Jesus is talking to his disciples shortly before the crucifixion, and he's telling them what's going to happen, that he's going to be coming in the glory of his Father. And what he's talking about in verse 28 is that those people standing there will see him come in his resurrected body. We know that his new resurrected body could go through solid objects like doors and walls. In the locked room, Jesus was standing amongst them. And we also know that he ascended to the Father in heaven to present his blood to the mercy seat, which he said to Mary Magdalene at the grave when he said, "Don't hold on to me, I've got to go to the Father and tell my disciples that I'll meet them in Galilee." So he went to the Father and then back to encourage his disciples. He didn't appear to all thousands of them, only to about 500 or so in his resurrected body. And so that might be why he said some of you, because we don't know how many people he was talking to at the time. But not all of his followers witnessed him after his resurrection. But those that did have borne witness to the truth and spread the good news, and thus the early church grew and blossomed and spread throughout that area. And now it is all over the world. When Jesus returns in his second coming, the Bible says that all communities will have been reached by the gospel when he comes. All tribes and languages will hear the good news. That's why we have radio broadcasts. That's why we have TV broadcasts. That's why we have missionaries going into countries. That's why we have outreaches. And it's important for us to pray for all the people that are doing this kind of work and to be willing to do the work ourselves, because Jesus said, "Pray to the Lord of the harvest. The harvest is ready, and by goodness, it really is ready now." So people are hungry for love and acceptance and the truth. And there's so much deception going on at the moment that they need the truth from us, God's children. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 1 and 8 to 11a. For we know that when this earthly tent we live in is taken down, that is, when we die and leave this earthly body, we will have a house in heaven, an eternal body made for us by God himself, and not by human hands. Then on to verse 8. Yes, we are fully confident, and we would rather be away from these earthly bodies, for then we will be at home with the Lord. So, whether we are here in this body or away from this body, our goal is to please him, for we must all stand before Christ to be judged. We will each receive whatever we deserve for the good or evil we have done in this earthly body. Because we understand our fearful responsibility to the Lord, we work hard to persuade others. And so we see that our time here on earth is just a temporary warm-up session, if you like, for the real life is eternal. Well, our eternal life has started the minute we believe in Jesus Christ, as per John 1 verse 12. We have the right to become children of God when we believe in Jesus. And the minute we are children of God, that's where our eternal life starts. So this time of living on planet earth, breathing oxygen on this planet while we are clothed in this temporary body, that's what is referred to as life by some. But what we call life is the eternal life beyond the grave. And that's where we will see Jesus face to face. That's where we will be in the presence of Almighty God forever. It also stands in the Bible that our work is to believe in the Son of God. So we will be judged for our works. It is not our works that get us to heaven. We are saved by faith, by grace, not by works, lest any man should boast. That's also in the Bible. But we will get rewards based on our works. If our works are tested in the fire and the works survive, then we did it with pure motives of loving God back. If our works are tested by fire and turns out to be hay and stubble, then God's work is still being done, but we don't benefit from the rewards of it. So our chief motivation in life is not to get a reward, but our desire is to be with Jesus Christ, to be with our loving Heavenly Father, to be with our best friend, the Holy Spirit, forever. And the rewards are just a bonus for us. And so we do things because we love God, for God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, and we want to love Him back. And that's when we do things like speak to people about Jesus and shine our lights and live in such a way that they can read us as the only Bibles that they might read. And so they can turn to Jesus Christ and spend eternity with Him instead of in a horrible place. So we want to share the good news. We want to spread the good news around. And we are the workers that need to bring in the harvest. So shine your light. Your light has come.